Bellevue Assemblyman Frank Lassay says his plan would require that teachers and principals undergo stringent training and pass a psychological test before they're licensed to carry guns in school. Lassay says the end result would make anyone think twice before considering carrying out violence against kids or others.
The plus of it is having the criminal or the potential criminal not know who possibly could have a gun, and I think that's an important aspect, and not knowing what classroom door might open up and have someone confront them, or what hallway they might turn and have someone confront them. I think the element of surprise is very important.
The argument is similar to one made frequently by those who think Wisconsin should change its laws to let all residents apply for concealed carry permits. But Rice Lake Assembly Democrat Mary Huebler says schools are not the place to start. Huebler supported the concealed carry proposal that failed in the legislature this past session, but only because it included restrictions on keeping guns away from schools.
Guns and schools don't mix. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. These horrible tragedies that we've experienced here in Wisconsin and Casanova and around the country are horrible, and my heart goes out to those families, but more guns in schools is not going to be the solution to the problem.
Huebler says Lassay's proposal would likely violate federal laws that establish safe school zones. She thinks the state might better help schools bolster security by freeing up more money for districts to spend on metal detectors. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.